After this, I saw four angels standing at the four corners of the earth, holding back the four winds of the earth, so that no wind would blow on the earth, or on the sea, or on any tree. And I saw another angel ascending from the rising of the sun, having the seal of the living God. And he cried out with a loud voice to the four angels to whom it was granted to harm the earth and the sea, saying, "Do not harm the earth, or the sea, or the trees, until we have sealed the bondservants of our God on their foreheads." John's narrative has been building toward the completion, the breaking of the seventh seal of the scroll by the Lamb. Almighty God has dispatched four of his messengers to the four compass points, holding back the winds. They are restraining the forces of destruction so that no winds would impact the earth, the sea, the trees. The scene was foretold by the prophet Ezekiel in Ezekiel chapter 9, verses 1 through 3. Then he cried out in my hearing with a loud voice, saying, "Draw near, O executioners of the city, each with his destroying weapon in his hand." Behold, six men came from the direction of the upper gate, which faces north, each with his shattering weapon in his hand, and among them was a certain man, clothed in linen, with a writing case at his loins. And they went in and stood beside the bronze altar. Then the glory of the God of Israel went up from the cherub on which it had been to the threshold of the temple. And he called to the man clothed in linen, at whose loins was the writing case. Everything is ready. For what? The prophet Jeremiah explains in Jeremiah 25:32, "Thus says the Lord of hosts, behold, evil is going forth from nation to nation, and a great storm is being stirred up from the remotest parts of the earth. Instead, the Lord of heaven's armies sends another angel from the east." The phrase "ascending from the rising of the sun" seems to indicate that the messenger's arrival is the harbinger of an event of tremendous promise. And it is. This cherub is carrying the seal of the living God. The scene in Ezekiel continues to unfold. The Lord said to him, "Go through the midst of the city, even through the midst of Jerusalem, and put a mark on the foreheads of the men who sigh and groan over all the abominations which are being committed in its midst." Then, remember back to a familiar scene from Exodus. Then Moses called for all the elders of Israel and said to them, "Go and take for yourselves lambs according to your families, and slay the Passover lamb. You shall take a bunch of hyssop and dip it in the blood which is in the basin, and apply some of the blood that is in the basin to the lintel and the two doorposts. And none of you shall go outside the door of his house until morning." For the Lord will pass through to smite the Egyptians, and when he sees the blood on the lintel and on the two doorposts, the Lord will pass over the door and will not allow the destroyer to come into your houses to smite you. And you shall observe this event as an ordinance for you and your children forever. The purpose of the seal of the living God is to apply a mark on his possessions. In this case, John writes of the bondservants of our God who must be sealed on their foreheads. We receive a hint of this from Exodus chapter 28, verses 36 and 38. You shall also make a plate of pure gold and shall engrave on it, like the engravings of a seal, holy to the Lord. It shall be on Aaron's forehead, and Aaron shall take away the iniquity of the holy things which the sons of Israel consecrate, with regard to all their holy gifts, and it shall always be on his forehead, that they may be accepted before the Lord. This must be done before the judgment can proceed. Continuing in Revelation 7, beginning in verse 4. And I heard the number of those who were sealed, 144,000 sealed from every tribe of the sons of Israel. From the tribe of Judah, 12,000 were sealed. From the tribe of Reuben, 12,000. From the tribe of Gad, 12,000. From the tribe of Asher, 12,000. From the tribe of Naphtali, 12,000. From the tribe of Manasseh, 12,000. From the tribe of Simeon, 12,000. From the tribe of Levi, 12,000. From the tribe of Zebulun, 12,000. From the tribe of Joseph, 12,000. From the tribe of Benjamin, 12,000 were sealed. The first thing to note is the fact that the apostle heard, not saw, the number of the sealed. Likely, John hears of this event from the angel with the seal. In the listing of the tribes, there are two substitutions. When Manasseh is included, typically Ephraim is also. Joseph then is omitted. The Levites are typically set aside in a special sighting as priests. Here, the tribe of Levi is included as one of the 12. As their role as priests has been replaced by the perfect sacrifice of Jesus Christ. Joseph is included in the place of Ephraim. And Dan is omitted entirely. The most common reasoning is that both Dan and Ephraim were sinners of idolatry in the northern kingdom. The tribes were guilty of allowing Jeroboam to set up golden calves as gods to be worshipped. One was set up in Bethel, in the territory of Ephraim, and another in Dan. The full story is found in Judges 18 and 1 Kings 12, verses 25 through 30. While Dan and Ephraim have been left out of those who are sealed, this does not necessarily mean that they are eternally lost, unless they refuse to name Jesus as Messiah. Since they chose to worship idols like Gentiles, their path to salvation will be the same as that of the Gentiles. Some may, in fact, be included in the multitudes. As the Apostle Paul wrote to the Ephesians in chapter 1, verses 13 through 14, "In him you also, after listening to the message of truth, the gospel of your salvation, having also believed, you were sealed in him with the Holy Spirit of promise, who was given as a pledge of our inheritance, with a view to the redemption of God's own possession, to the praise of his glory. Blessed is he who reads, and those who hear the words of the prophecy, and heed the things which are written in it, for the time is near."